For years, it's been a nuisance. Now, it's a battle cry. It was mentioned, albeit briefly, by presidential candidate Hillary Clinton during a campaign stop in Fort Pierce while thanking commissioners.
For all you did this summer to clean up the algae that polluted the water.
It's an issue in the current Senate race and certainly local races. It's also being discussed statewide. On the west coast of Florida in Venice, Samantha Gentrop, a teacher, wants citizens to gather this Sunday to send a message to those politicians and let them know that voters are serious about this issue. She's calling it Hands Along the Water.
It's this Sunday, August 12th at 10 a.m. is when it'll start. And then around 10:15 is when we will all be uniting and holding hands all across the state at the same time.
The goal, she says, is simple.
Our purpose is just to come together as Floridians, as this, as residents and people that of this state. And I misspoke. It's not just for residents. It's for anyone that cares about Florida and cares about our water and our wildlife.
The message, Gentrop says, should get through loud and clear.
Our message is for every elected official that, we have power in numbers. And when we come together, there's no limit to what we can achieve. And so we want our elected officials to pay attention to us and see how much we love our state.
This is a statewide effort. And in Indian River County, Stacy Cristiano is organizing an event to take place on Wabasso Beach.
There was nothing being hosted in our local area. And the closest was down in Stuart or up in Cocoa Beach. And a lot of people were showing interest that they would like to be involved. So we figured that we would host one here local at Wabasso Beach, and we could show our own support. Sunday morning, Wabasso Beach in Vero Beach, by the flagpole at 10 a.m., and then we'll head down to the beach.
If you'd like to show your support but can't make it on Sunday, Cristiano says that's okay.
Well, they can write letters, call your elected officials, sign petitions, vote in the vital upcoming elections, and share all the posts on social media.
And pictures, says statewide coordinator Samantha Gentrop. Don't forget the pictures. You can post them on the statewide Hands Along the Water Facebook page. And don't forget the hashtag Hands Along the Water. But, she says, do not bring signs.
And we absolutely don't want any trash or anything left behind from our event. That's been communicated to everyone very clearly. The other thing is, we believe that having thousands of people standing together all across our coast holding hands would send a stronger message than any sign we could create.
If you go to the Hands Along the Water Facebook page, you can find the organized events. I'm Jill Roberts in Fort Pierce.